It took 2 years of nonstop studying for Lance Dunn to make it to this point. The 23-year-old Philadelphia resident, who was a high school dropout, has passed the GED for high school equivalency test and is now graduating and on his way to college.
The key is to get up and do it. Just get up and do it. Stay motivated, have that drive, that hunger, to keep going.
Each year, nearly 1,000 young people come through community centers run by Philadelphia-based nonprofit JEVS Human Services. Director of Youth Engagement Tara Mullen says they receive help overcoming obstacles to completing their high school education and getting a job.
Many parenting, many involved in the juvenile justice system, many involved in the adult criminal system, a lot of facing homelessness. Just any other number of barriers.
I can see myself in these young men. And the only difference is that I grew up in an environment that was a little bit more forgiving.
2 years ago, President Obama launched the My Brother's Keeper initiative to help narrow the opportunity gap for boys and young men of color, including by increasing high school graduation and employment rates. Philadelphia is one of the first U.S. cities to adopt the initiative, with nearly $90 million in private and public funding raised to support programs like this one. On this day, the 38 graduates receiving their GED certificate hear how Guy Generals went from working in a chemical plant to getting a doctorate. He is now serving as president of the Community College of Philadelphia.
I do think that this experience in terms of education, it will be transformative for them. I do think that they have recognized that they can achieve academically, and they will very, very near future begin to see the benefits of what they've received thus far.
19-year-old Anthony Simpson has seen the impact firsthand. The high school dropout completed the GED program in just 2 months and credits JEVS with getting him into community college.
They helped me stay consistent. They were there every morning. You know, Mr. Jordan would sit in front of the class and wait for me to come in. And he would, like, they motivated me, because without them, I would have given up.
These graduates say they now see a new path to opportunity, including obtaining a college degree, a goal they once thought impossible. Arup Pandey, VOA News, Philadelphia.